On the bottom of the Nun Aleph and Beis, the Gemara asks, "Smai Tikkun Gadol?" The Mishnah told us that the Motzei Yom Tov, after the first day of Yom Tov, that evening, they would start beginning a Tikkun, making a Tikkun Gadol, the Gemara told us. The Mishnah told us, rather. So, my Tikkun Gadol, what's this Tikkun, this big fixture that they would make? So, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ka'osa Shaninu, that, like that which we learned, Chelka Ha'isa B'Rishona. So, initially, the base of Migdash, the walls of the base of Migdash was very chelka, was smooth. And there were nothing jutting out, no balconies. And then the kifua gezutra, and then they started. Then they put some zizin. Rashi says they built some these like little porches that jutted out of the wall. It wasn't smooth anymore. And then they would have the viskinusha yu nashim yoshus milamala v'nashim milamata, and then had a little balcony where the woman would sit on top. And the men would be on the bottom.
Yesterday I read something very nice, that the Bayit Sheni is a much greater value than Bayit Rishon. In Bimut.
Mm-hmm.
Bayit Rishon was, you know, was Milimala, Hashem, Siva. And Bayit Sheni was, even though there was not Hei Dvarim, Hamishat V'Aharon, Luchot HaBrit, but it came through the Zikuch of Bnei Yisrael, from Tshuva of Bnei Yisrael, that's why there was Zoche. So, in order to accept the Elokut. So there's a greater value in that, when now you can receive it, you're a vessel to receive it, comes to you as a gift or whatever.
Right. It's like the second set of Luchos that Moshe Rabbeinu himself made, as opposed to the first Luchos Hashem made. The second set of Luchos, Moshe himself chiseled out the Luchos, so to, in a certain respect, the second Luchos may have been greater, because they had the Koch Adam, the ability for them to be Mechadish things.
So the Rishon Rishon is not only in numbers, it's in
Kedusha. Okay. Fine. So then, so the Gemara says again, they built these porches or these balconies where the women would be on top and the men would be on the bottom. Then the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tanur Rabbanon, Barishona Hayu Nashim Bibifnim. Initially, during the Simchas Beis Shoeva, the women were inside as Nashim. And the Nashim Bibichot, and the men were outside in the streets of the Harbais. And then Hayu Ban Lidei Kal Srosh. And then they would lead to things that shouldn't be going on. Too much talking, men and women. And then they say, you know what, the men should be in the inside. And let the woman be on the outside. And still, too much talking was going on between the men and women. So then finally, so finally they said, okay, women will sit on the top, and the balcony, and the men will be in the bottom, and this way there will be no interaction between the men and the women. So the Gemara asks, how are the, whoever did this, were able to just build balconies from the in the base of Mikdash? The Haksiv, doesn't the Pasuk tell us? The Pasuk in Divrei Yamim, Hakol Bichsav Miyad Hashem, Alai Hiskil, that everything, the entire base of Mikdash, was told by Hashem how exactly to build it. The exact structure and the architecture was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how could you come along and say, you know what, we're going to just start building these balconies? That goes against the Pasuk. Everything had to be exactly the way Hashem said. So Amar Rav says, Kra Ashkehu Vidarsh. They found the Pasuk, they dug up a Pasuk from somewhere. And Rav says, they found the Pasuk that told us, look at the very last line of the page here. Kra Ashkehu. Shitzarach Lahavdil Anashim Binashim. They found the Pasuk that told us that you have to separate between the men and the women. Ulasos Gedder Bi Yisrael, to make a fence. Shlo Yavoli De Kilkul. So you have to, so they found the Pasuk and Darsh. It seems to be this. Yeah, is there any other source from the Mechita other than this? And there's a concept in general of also just simply stackless. There's two things in Mechita. Mechita, one thing of just being with each other in Kalas Rosh. The second thing is a stackless looking at them. So that might be based on the Gemara in Sukkah that talks about that you don't recognize anything. Well, our Gemara here, anything that's a 20 amos above, like a schach is too high, you're not going to be able to notice it. So for that reason, some people say if it's higher than 20 amos, you also won't go up to look at the women in the balcony. Or if there's, of course, a wall where you can't see through, that's also going to accomplish the din of Histaklis. Okay. So what was the pasuk that they found?
So the balconies were built around the Azara, right?
Right. I think so. I think that was the image. The Azara, like, looking downwards.
The central Azara on the part of the open Israel where they could still people could.
I think so. So what was the pasuk that they found that you have to separate between men and women? By the way, you're going to like this next daf. A lot of gata.
Yeah,
I'm
waiting for it.
Yesterday you missed a daf.
I did.
Yeah. Yesterday was a lot of agata.
Okay, this is a lot about Yetzirah and stuff. So So you could probably, anything the Tanya quotes, you could let us know.
The Tanya says that Yitzhak Hara is our friend.
Yitzhak Hara, is it a friend? I thought we were supposed to try to crush it.
No. Yeah. You have to love Yitzhak Hara because it's doing its task.
The Tanya says that?
No, it's not exactly friend. It's there, you know. The reason it's there is for Bchira. You know, Nenashim. Reshaim Nenashim, Ali Adaro. And Tzadikim, Mekabim Daschar, you know, because they overcome the Benisayon.
It's Gemara.
It's like the Zohar said about, you know, the Mashal Azona, the prostitute Mashal, that the king was hired the prostitute to seduce his son.
Right. It's Gemara says this, right.
But the Gemara says
yeah.
And then, obviously, the king wants his son to overcome the test. And the prostitute herself wants the son to overcome this, but she was hired to do the job, you know. So she's putting her heels into it because the king, eh? So that's Mashal to Nimshal Yetzer Hara.
Okay. So finally they found the pasuk. What was the pasuk that they learned from, that you're supposed to separate the men from the women? So the pasuk says in Zechariah, V'safta ha'aret mishpachot levad, mishpachot beis David levad, u'nishem levad. So the pasuk's talking about this in Nevu and Zechariah, Rashi tells us, that in the future they're going to eulogize at the death of Mashiach ben Yosef, that's going to be killed.
Gog and Magog,
exactly, Rashi tells us. But during that eulogy, it says that the mishpachas beis David, the family of beis David is in one corner, and the shprachas of the nishem, the women, are in a different corner. You're supposed to separate between the men and the women. So Amru, so they say, halot devarim kavachomer. It's not kavachomer. Madli asid lavo she'asukim behesped in the future when they're involved in eulogy. Ve'ein yetzahara sholibahem. And the yetzahara is no longer going to exist, as we'll see in a little bit. And still Amru, Torah, anashim levav, and anashim levav. Still Zechariah tells us that the men and women have to be separate. Achshav, nowadays, she'asukim le'simcha, we're involved in simcha, in simchas beisho eva. And the Yetzirah Sholibahem, and the Yetzirah still exists alive and well. How much more so should we also separate men and women? And that was a pasuk that they found in Darshan, therefore they have to have the best separation possible. That was the justification for building a mechita, or really building a balcony.
Is that the pasuk shot of the pasuk when it says, because it says Mishpachot, Mishpachot Devad, Mishpachot Be David Devad, Unashem Devad? It seems to me that the Pashup Shad means that each Mishpacha was Levad, and it just there was a double Lashon there, or no?
But no, but the Lashon, the Pasuk goes on to say, Mishpachas Beis David Levad, Unishayim Levad.
No, I understand, I saw that, but okay.
The Pashup Shad, I can't tell you Pashup Shad and Zechariah, unfortunately. Right. I wish I knew Pashup Shad and Zechariah or any other Nach, but I don't.
Mishpachat Beit Natan Levad, Unishayim Levad, yeah, maybe. I'm going to check it out. I'm just curious if that's
Pashup Shad. Right. Except from Rashi, it sounds like that's a simple reading.
Right.
But okay, then the Gemara says, Ha Hespeda, Maya Vidase. So why was there a eulogy? What's the point of a eulogy? What are they being maspid? So Pligiba, Rebidusa, Rabbanon. There's a machlokas amarim. Chad amar al Mashiach ben Yosef Shinerag. But there's two Mashiachos, so that are going to be Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. So Mashiach ben Yosef comes first and he gets killed, and then comes Mashiach ben David. So they're eulogizing the death, the killing of Mashiach ben Yosef.
And basically, not the law. He will get killed.
Yeah.
He got killed.
He will get killed.
He will get killed in the Milchama, and then Mashiach ben David will finish the Milchama.
Milchama is Gog and Magog, the final war. It's the Pesukim Yeshaya talking about it. It's a final war that will lead to ultimate Gula. War of the world, of the world, no, World War III, let's say. I don't know the next one, what's going to be, but
Iran and Israel.
It could be. Every time there's a talk of this, they would say, oh,
Gog and Magog, they're both not from Israel. Israel might be going to be involved, but I think they're both kings that are not Israel.
So no. Russia and the United States?
Oh, Iran and the United States.
That's it.
Okay. So.
They're going for nuclear weapon. In 2 years, they will have it. Then, no.
See, in the Chabad's new sefer, he talks about what happens in Gula. I don't have it yet.
I didn't read it. I have it. I might have it.
You have it. You think you said you got it? Yeah.
I think I got it.
And here's a new one coming out, by the way. Rabina's bringing in this week.
Oh, he's going to bring us.
That's our soul. Okay. So, you should invite him to the seam next week.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So,
there's a seam.
I think Thursday. Actually, I'm just looking now because I think that I think after two, what day is Thursday?
Today's my birthday.
Happy birthday, Hebrew English. Birthday.
Yeah, Thursday is good because Thursday is good.
Huh?
Hebrew or English birthday?
Both.
Really?
Really?
Happens. You're 38?
Once every 18 years, right?
Yeah, I'm 38.
38, okay.
Oh, how did you know?
Every 19 years.
Yeah.
Every 19 years.
Hey, you're not 19, no offense, you don't look 19.
I'm 14 because Adar Bet.
Oh, yeah?
Right.
Wow. Okay, happy birthday. We should have brought a cake for you. Okay.
I expected that, you know, and balloon.
We didn't know.
Expect not to be disappointed.
No one told us.
Yeah, I'm just
kidding. Okay, so... anyway, so what was the eulogy with the? It's a long daf today. So one was for the one thinks because of the murder of Mashiach ben Yosef, and
I
the other opinion.
The Loazi, only the Hebrew.
Only Hebrew, okay. So Chadamar al Yitzharo Shenerag, and the other opinion thinks what was the for next year? Chaf Hey Adar. So the other opinion thinks that they were eulogizing the murdering of the Yitzharo. So Mishlma, it makes sense, Laman Damar al Mashiach ben Yosef Shenerag. That makes sense why you eulogize the killing of Mashiach. Hainu dechsev v'bitu alai es asher tekaru v'saftu, alav, kimasved al hayachid.
V'shalachta al beit David v'al yeshev yishalayim ruach, chen v'tachanonim v'ibitu alai et asher tekaru v'safad v'safdu alav.
So the pasuk goes on to say that based on this pasuk, it sounds like they're eulogizing a person here, right? Kimisped al yachid, like eulogizing a real person. El man damer, the one who thinks al yitzahara shenerag, hi, hispeda by the mevad, you're going to make a eulogy. Simcha by the mevad, v'amai bach, why were they crying also? So Gemara says, ki didar shabi Yehuda, lasid lava, mevi hakadosh baruch hu yitzahara, he's going to bring the yitzahara in front of us, v'shochatu b'fnei atzadikim b'fnei rishom, he's going to shecht the yitzahara, in front of tzaddikim and in front of Rishayim. Tzaddikim nidbu lehem kiharakavah. The tzaddikim, the Yetar is going to appear like a massive mountain. Urisham nidbu lehem kichorasar is going to look like a small little string. Halu bochen, halu bochen. Both parties are going to cry. Tzaddikim bochen. Why are the tzaddikim going to cry? V'omrim heyach yichalnu lichbosh hargavah. Because how are we able to conquer such a large mountain? So they should be crying of happiness. Right. So the Rashi says, what was the tzar? Why were they upset? Was it happy crying? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Tzadikim Bochim, Shenizkarim, Tzadikim Bochim. It's around 10 narrow lines down in Rashi.
Yeah.
Tzadikim Bochim, Shenizkarim Mitzarim. They remember the pains. Shayalahem Lechvosh Harasha HaZebachayim. How hard it was. They remember all the bad times. You know, they conquered and they were able to overcome the Yetzara, but it certainly wasn't easy. So all that tzar they had to go through, that was they were remembering, and that's why they were crying. So that's why Tzadikim were crying. And Rishayim Nidmalhem Khasar where are we? Rishayim Bochin Vomim Heach Lo Yucham Dukosh Chudasar Hazeh. How are we not able to overcome such a small little strand? Because for them, the Yitzhar was not very powerful. And that's why both parties were crying. Vava Kadesh Baruch Tam Amhem. So the Kadesh Baruch himself is in great wonderment as to what's going on. Shinemar Kamar Hashem Tzvakos Hashem said, Ki Flab Beinei Tzshariz Ha'am. Just like he was in great wonderment. It was Pel in the eyes of the nation. Hazeh Bayamim Haheim Gam Beinei Yifala. So too in my eyes that he's going to be in great wonderment as to the Koach of the Yitzhara as well. So Amar Biyasi Yitzhara B'tchila Dom L'chut Shabuchya. In the beginning the Yitzhara is very small. It's like a tiny little string. I'm not sure a string of what Buchya means. Part of a weaving thing maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
A spider thing. Spider weaves. How do you call it? Kubra Kavish. I think the spider
web.
Okay. A spider web, okay.
The web on the internet comes from the spider web.
Yeah, but what do you call the string itself?
Ah.
Kurakavish. Uh-huh. It's called
Kur.
The
kuf?
I don't think in English it has, right? The spider.
It must be, I don't know what it would be. It must be a very technical, scientific term for it. So in the beginning, it's like a small little string of a spider web. Ulvasof doma kavosos ha'agala. At the end, it turns into like the rope, as thick as the thick rope they used to tie around the cow for plowing. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Hoy mishchei ha'avon b'chevle ashav, uchavos ha'agala chata. So initially, it's this chevle shav, like a very small, nothing type of string, and then it's like the string of the agala of the wagon.
Into it, it's harder to get out.
Yep. Tanu Rabbanan Mashiach ben David Shasul Higalos ben Heir of Yamenu. Omer lo Akash Baruch. Akash Baruch turns to the Mashiach ben David and says to him, Shal mi meni davar. I'm going to grant you one wish. It's like the genie. You get one wish and only one wish. What's your request? V'tein lecha. I'm going to grant it to you. Shenemar, Pasuk says in Tehillim, Asapra el Chok Hashem. I'll just read the rest of the Pasuk. Amar Eli bini ata ani hayom yilaticha. So he basically asked me, I'll tell you what, Hashem, one thing, and I'll grant it to you. So shal mi menu. And he asks for me. Oh, sorry, I read that Pasuk already. That's the next pasuk. So ask for me one thing, I'll give it to you. So what does he ask? Once Mashiach ben David sees that Mashiach ben Yosef is murdered, Omer lefano Ribono Shalom, he says to him, Ribono Shalom, Eini mevakish mimcha ela chaim. All I ask for is life. I don't want to be dead. I don't want to be killed. Just give me life. Omer lo, so Hashem says back to the Mashiach ben David, chaim. Ad Shalamarta, before you said this, Kfar Hisnava Lecha, David Avicha, your grandfather, David, already was Misnava that you won't get killed. Shinemar, Chaim Shal Mimcha, Nasat Alo, Vigomer, I already granted life to you, Mashiach ben David. I'm not sure if that was, he like, wasted a wish.
Very strange Gemara.
Very strange Gemara.
Mashiach David would only want to live. I mean, that's so irrelevant.
Yeah, there's obviously something deeper here.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what it is.
You mentioned that Mashiach ben Yosef killed, so maybe ask Chaim for Mashiach ben Yosef.
For Mashiach ben Yosef, yeah?
That's not what it seems. Because it says
Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef she'ne'erag, Omer lifanav, Ribono shel Olam, Eini mevakesh chai l'chaim.
No, but
Chaim refers to Yosef.
No, because look at the answer.
What?
The answer is that David HaMelech already asked. So he's not going to ask somebody from Yosef, he's asking somebody from David.
Well, Omer lo chaim, ad shelo amarta. Lo yitnaper lecha David avicha.
Right. Yeah, so it's clear that he wants, because David wouldn't have asked Chaim for Mashiach ben Yosef. He cares about everybody, but I guess.
Interesting Gemara. Now, I'm not sure, did he waste a wish there? Is that it's too late, or he could have gotten another wish? I don't
know.
So the Gemara continues now. Dara should be Avira v'Isem Rabbi Shubin Levi. Shiva Shemos Yeshal Liyitahara. Liyitahara has seven different names. What are the names? The first one, Akarish Baruch Hu himself, he calls it Karu Ra. He calls it bad. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Ki Yetzer Lev Ha'adam Ra. Liyitzer, the Koch, the Taivan man's heart, is Ra Menurav. Already from the times he's been young, it's always Ra. Moshe Karo Ariel, Shenemar Umalsim es Arlas Levavchem, to remove the Arla from your heart. It's not referring to the Arla of the Mila, but the Arla of the hearts. David Karu Tame, Shenemar Lev Tar Barili Elokim, he created for me a Tahor, a pure heart. Michal Dikel Tame, there's also a Tame, a Lev, that's Tame.
This is Rabina's favorite song. He has two favorite songs, Lev Tahor and Lev Tahor Beradi.
Yeah.
So he loves this one and he loves the Zakein.
Zakein he likes, right. Thursday nights in his office.
Both his favorite songs.
So that's what David calls it, Tame. Shlomo Karu Sone, he calls it an enemy. Shenemar Imrav Sanacha Hechilu Lechem. If your enemy is hungry, feed him bread. Vim Tame, if he's thirsty, Hashkeu Maim, feed him water. Ki Gacham Ata Chote Arosho. Because the coals that you stoke on the head, Vashem Yishayim Lecha.
So what's the
pshat
that you don't have to worry that you have to give whatever they want and Hashem will take care of him?
No. Lechem l'shon melchama. If you are hungry, fight it. Lechem.
Yeah, melchama is lechem. That's a good word.
Hashkeu maim.
So what's the pshat with maim?
Me Torah. Maim el Torah.
Imrayev sonacha achiloch.
Torah nimshaleh lemaim.
So, and then it says, that doesn't mean Hashem will pay you back, but Ela Yishalimenu Lecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mishalim, he's going to help you out, complete you, because you can't do this all on your own.
It says, Ki amod le'min avion, lo Hashem yishofte nafsho.
It's impossible without the help of Hashem, it's impossible.
Yeah.
Yeshaya comes along and Karu Michshel, he calls it a Michshel, stumbling block. Shenemar, Sulu sulu panu derech, harimu michshol miderech, like turn away from the path and lift up the michshol, the stumbling block that's in your way. Yecheskel karu even calls it a rock. Shemar visarti es lev ha'even mibzarchem, remove the rock that's in your heart from your flesh. Nasati lachem lev basar, and you have simply flesh and no rock there. And Yoel, finally, the seventh name is Karu Tzifoni, which refers to hidden. Vesa Tzifoni Archik Me'alechem. And that which is hidden inside you, I will distance from you in the Lasid Lava. Seven different names for the Yetzihara.
Elohim Acherim.
Elohim Acherim, maybe.
Elohim Acherim.
Why you have to say Elohim, not Elohim?
Because when you say Elohim, it's only Hashem. That's why you're supposed to say Hashem. Mm-hmm. But the other ones are not.
No, but it's from Hashem.
But still, they call it
from Hashem.
When you say, if you say Elohim Achrim refers to other gods, even though the Koach might come, like the Ramban says, the Koach comes from Hashem, they themselves are called Elohim because they're not Elohim themselves.
Achrim, מבחינת אחוריים, they get the chius מבחינת
אחוריים. Right, it's still Elohim because they're not. It's not Shem Hashem.
I don't get it. When I say Elohim, I refer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. When I say Elohim, I refer to who?
When you say Elohim Acherim, referring to Avodah Zarah, right. We say Elohim Acherim because they're not
Hashem.
Say
Elohim Acherim,
then you're giving them more importance than they deserve.
I think I thought that when you put the kuf instead of the hey, it's, it's...
Because you can't say Shem Hashem. It's not right. So, but you're saying it should be Shem Hashem right. For them by saying Elohim. Right. But no, it's not.
No, it's not Shem Hashem.
Yeah, but putting the kav, you
I make
the kuf,
it's
you say,
the Kadosh Baruch Hu, yeah.
Same thing, the Pasuk use Elohim sometimes for Dayanim, for a judge.
How did the Tanya say it? With kuf and or hey?
No, I think the Tanya always writes with hey, no? Okay. It's just when you pronounce it, you're not allowed to say it.
Right. Okay, then the Gemara says, Tanya Rabbanam. Three wide lines down on the page, Tanya Rabbanam. That which is hidden without you, tzafon, hidden inside you, I'm going to distance from you. This is the yetzahara that's hidden in the heart of a person. I'm going to push it away to a distant land, to a desolate area, in an area where no man could be affected by the yetzahara. As panav el hayam hakadmoni. So to the east of the waters, the earlier waters, Shanasan Einav B'Mikdash Rishon, that the Yetzirah placed his eyes on the Mikdash Rishon, Ve'achrivu, and he destroyed the base of Mikdash Rishon, Bais Rishon, V'harog Tamid Chachamim, and he killed many Tamid Chachamim, Shivu V'Sofo El Hayam Ha'achron,
Tamid Chachamim Shibu.
Shibu, okay. The Sofa El Yam Achon, in the end, his end result will be in the final waters, whatever that means. Shinosan Eidav B'Mikdash Sheni, he also placed his eyes in Bayi Sheni. V'Hichrivu, and he also was destroyed. V'Harag Tami Dechachamim. Shanu V'Alu B'Isho, he went up in the fire. V'Tal Tzachanto, so that's the Pasuk says further. Shem Miniach Umos Olam U'Mizgar B'Sonim Shal Yisrael. Kihigdil Lasos. What's the last part that I'm reading here? Okay, so again, the Allah Be'isho, V'sal Tzachanto.
Be'isho V'sirchono Olim Mida Keneged Mida. Mipnei Shem Maniach Umot Ha'olam Uma'ale.
He leaves aside, he left the Umos Olam, let them do whatever they wanted, and he focused his attentions only on Klai Yisrael. Okay. So then the Pasuk says, Kihig Dal Lasos Amar Bai U'Tamid Chachamim Yos Mikul. Tam Chacham gets it the worst, gets the most powerful Yetzirah affects the Tam Chacham.
Right.
Yeah, Gemara says more stuff, very, very scary stuff. So Kiyada Abai, just like Abai said, the following story happened. Kiyada Abai, Shamalahu Gavri, heard a certain man was saying, the Kamar Lahi Issav, said to a certain woman, Naktim Vinei Zaborcha, let's walk together on the path. So Amar, he says, Izal Afrashenu Meisira, I'm going to follow them, Abai. So I'm going to follow them to make sure nothing wrong goes on between the two of them. Azul Basayo, so he follows him from a distance behind them. Tlasa Parsa, three amos behind them, Ba'agma, in the swampy area. So, or they went to the Agam, to the swamp. Kevin Parshim Hadade, when they separate from each other, so Shemanu de Ka'amri, Abai heard them saying, Orchim Rechika, that our areas, the places where we're going, is far away from each other. V'tzavtin Besima, and our friendship was nice, But if we could continue going together, that'd be very nice. But too bad we have to separate. We have to part ways because I'm going to the north and you're going to the south, and therefore we have to separate. So they walked the whole way to the together, not knowing Abaye was behind them, and nothing wrong went on. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, "Iman de sanei li, havamatzi lo kmi benafshe." So he says, if Abaye himself says, if I myself was alone with this woman, I would not have been able to overcome my nafshe, my own yitzhara. So Azel Abaye goes on, Tala nafshe biubura didasha. He goes and leans over a door, and mitzar, he's very troubled, he's in a lot of pain. So he's so upset because Abaye was Abaye, and here's a regular person going along the way, who had no problem walking alone with a woman, and if he himself, Abaye, were to walk along with a woman, he would have been nichshal. He's so upset, like he wasn't able to conquer his yitzhara. How could such a pashat yid have such an easy time and him have such a hard time? So Asahu Saba, a particular elder, came over. And Rashi tells us in other places that oftentimes when we see Ahu Saba, they're first Eliyahu Navi. So Eliyahu Navi comes along and says, Tanalei, don't worry, don't be so upset about it. The greater you are, the stronger the yitzhara is. So it's funny, not funny, but people sometimes have no respect for Gdolm. Say, oh, Gdolm, they'll take the glasses off. They walk on the street, the glasses off. They can't see women. They can't see this. But if they understood, the greater that they are, and the greater the Yitzhara is, they have to have greater separation. So we're not in those levels yet. So maybe our Yitzhara is not as strong as theirs, or it is, but there are those who do.
In English, they say
what? Religious. Yeah, they're different, yeah.
In English, they say the bigger the person, the bigger the shade.
Yeah. So then the Gemara says the very last line, Amar Reb Yitzchak, Yitzchak she'adam miskaber ala b'chol yom. Person's yitzhar gets stronger and stronger as the days go on. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Rak ra koyom. That somehow this pasuk implies that the ra, the bad, the evil, the yitzhar gets worse and worse each and every day. Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Yitzchak she'adam miskaber ala b'chol yom. Every single day the yitzhar gets stronger and stronger. Mevakish lahamisa attempts to kill the person. Shenemar tsofa rasha latzadik umvakeish lahamiso. So the rasha looks. He looks out. Tsofa looks at the tzadik in an attempt to murder him. Vilmalei kadosh baruch had not been for kadosh baruch hu she'ozilah that helps us. Eini yachalo. We have no hope at all. Shenemar Hashem lo yazvenu v'yado. Kadosh baruch won't leave us. Yeah.
Most of the quotations is from Tehillim.
Mm-hmm.
And most of this, I don't know if it was, but a lot of the siddur is Tehillim.
Mm-hmm.
Tehillim has such a great value into things, and it looks like that nobody like pay really attention to Tehillim.
I was hearing about Rabbi Wan yesterday. I was exercising, so he was talking about David HaMelech. So he says that the Tehillim nowadays lost the value. He says that in the old times, Tehillim was like something everybody said every day.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
So he said nowadays people,
they just when they do read Tehillim, the Yomi just run to it, for 35 seconds exactly it takes.
Right. No, it's very powerful. There's actually, the Medrash says,
this is like the main thing with the Gemara, with the Sittur.
Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim has a lot of overlap with the Tanya. Nefesh HaChaim was against Hasidim. He was a Masnagid. He wrote his own Sefer, Al Pi Lav Zohar and Kabbalah stuff.
The Talmud of the Gemara, no?
Yes, exactly. So he writes, he quotes a Medrash, a fascinating Medrash. He says, David HaMelech requested from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Tehillim should replace Talmud Torah. And then at the end of the day, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, Torah is the more important. But the very Havamina shows the Koach of Tehillim. Yes, people don't learn it and don't study as much. That might be based on the Gemara and Baruch Hu. Gemara and Baruch Hu says,
and not only that this is Mimash Shirod Tishbachot. This is it. That's how you praise Hashem with Tehillim.
Right.
Not Mudvah.
Right. But in the end of the day, the Iker is the Talmud Torah. The end it is. That's how. That's a Havamin only. But the end of the Torah is the most important. Doesn't mean Tilm is nothing, Chas V'Shalom. Tilm is also important. But
I don't say if it's important or not important. I say that people has no value to it today.
Right.
At all.
Right. Okay. So then the Gemara continues and says, Tana, around six lines from the top. Tana, the Rabbi Shmuel. If you encounter this manuval, the Yetzara, which of course we all will encounter and do encounter, you have to pull him into the base medrash. If he's a rock, he's going to just melt away. If he's a type of metal, then mispotes, he's going to shatter. Im even hu nimoach, if he's a rock, he's going to melt. Dichsiv have kol tamei luchu l'mayim. And anyway, he's thirsty, you bring him water, which refers to the Torah. Uksiv afterwards, avanim sachu mayim, the water is going to melt the rock away. So that's what the effect of mayim, which in mayim al Torah, the base measure is going to do to the Yetzirah. In barzel hu mispotet, if it's a metal, it's going to shatter. Dichsiv halo kol divrei ka'esh num Hashem. The words of Hashem is like fire. Uchepate shifotet tzela, and like a hammer shatters a piece of metal. So we see the Eish Torah, which is also Eish, is going to be able to shatter the metal. So I'm not sure why it's what's the difference whether it's referred to as Evan versus Barzel. But I do know the difference between Mayim and Eish. Mayim, as the Tanya writes, Mayim represents certain types of Tivos of Arayos. Eish represents Tivos of the Avodah Zarah and things like that, and Gaiva and whatnot. So it could be different types of Tivos a person has, since that might be how the Yetzer Hara comes in different forms and the way you have to battle against it, maybe. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Yetzer Hara Masisa L'Adam, the Yetzer Hara is always trying to convince a person, Be'olam Haza, and to convince him to do bad things in this world, who made all of Lom Haba in the future is going to testify everything that he did wrong. Shenemar Mifanek Menuar Avdo V'Achriso Yehem Munun. So Mifanek Menuar, so how are they interpreting these words? If he feeds into the taiva, feeds into the etahara, in the end, achriso, the end, will be manon. What does manon mean? So in the beginning, you feed, you answer the etahara, you give in, so in the end, you'll be a manon. The Gemara says, what's manon? So shekein ba'atbach. Atbach was a different type of gematria. Rashi goes through the whole gematria of it. Atbach, the alf, such as the test, and the basis, such as the ches. And you do all this type of calculation, you come out with, in this atbach of Rabbi Chiya, koron l'sahada manon. Sada, which means to testify in Aramaic, turned out to be manon using the gematria of atbach. So the word achriso yeh manon, in the end, there will be a manon. In the end, there will be a sada, there will be a witness. And from this passage, we learn that if in this world you give into the Yetzer Hara, in the Olam Haba, the Yetzer Hara will be the aid against us. Rav Huna, Rami Ksiv. Rami, he had a question, he had a steer between two different psukim. Ksiv, one pasuk tells us, this pasuk is found in Hosea, says that ki ruach zenunim hesa, it's going to trick us, this ruach zenunim, this Yetzer Hara. And then Ksiv Entrin, yeah.
Yeah. And he speaks about it, but he never really understood. Now it gives an example. The Arashmone, the samples, how that you change with the numbers, with the numerical value of the numbers.
There's several different ways. Atbash, Alf and the Tuf switch, and the Beis and Shin. There's many different types of gematrias like this.
Yeah.
So then, first the project says, Ki Ruach Zinun Mehita, that the Ruach, this out.
I think Atbash is much more popular.
It is more popular, yes.
Much more.
Yeah. So.
What do you mean popular? In which regard popular?
People use it much more. I mean, it's much more known Atbash. Atbash is something that you
use for what?
As a gematria, to make like these drushes using Atbash and gematrias.
I never heard of Atbash. It's the first time I heard that.
Right. This one's not very common. It's actually attributed to Rabbi Chiya. It wasn't like a known thing. Rabbi Chiya was Mechadish, it seems.
Atbash.
But it's actually a great atbash in terms of Pesachim. I mean, I'll tell you if we have time at the end. So again, the pasuk says, Ki ruach zenunim hita, that the ruach zenunim, the Yetzer Hara, the spirit, is going to try to trick us. It sounds like it's an outside force. Uksib, but another pasuk says, Bikirbam, it's going to be within us. Is Yetzer Hara this outside force, or is it something within us internally that we're always struggling with? So certainly the Tanya talks about how it's internally, it's in our heart, it's part of the brain, and you have to get rid of the left part of the heart with the right part of the heart. So is it in the outside or is it in the inside? They're both true, the Gemara says. B'tchila hitam, in the beginning it tries to trick us from the outside, and then in the end it becomes part of us, it becomes internally a struggle, and that's how the Yetzer Hara works. Amar Rava, Rava says, B'tchila karu halach. In the beginning we refer to the Yetzer Hara as halach, as something that just walks along, passing by. U'lasof kari orech, and then we call it a guest. U'lasof kari ish, then we call it a man. It's mamish in our house, in our bias. That's how it develops, slowly gets closer and closer with us. There's a wonderful book I read to my kids, they like this, about the telling a lie. a little kid tells a little white lie, and he has a little small little white lie pop on, a little monster pop up. He tells another lie, turns into like a big blue one, and then a big purple, and then this black large monster that's overtaking him. And he has to fight over the Yetzer Hara, and it gets smaller and smaller and smaller. That's the idea, that this Yetzer Hara starts off a little bit small, and then it gets bigger and then bigger and bigger. So how do we see that? It goes from a passerby to a guest, and eventually to a man. So Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Vayavo halach leish," and he went to walk to the man, ha'ashir, to the rich man. "Vayachmo lakach the matono," he went to take from his son, umibekaro, from his cattle, lasos la'oreach, to become a reach. So what's this pasuk referring to? This is a pasuk found in Shmuel Beis. So what's the context here?
Yeah,
you learned this. He's in Melachim already. We're not putting the spot here, Ricky, but
no.
You read the Torah you just read.
No, I read the Torah.
Tell me, Nasan Hanavi to David, when he went to when David went to marry Bathsheba from Uriachiti, so the Yetzer that David had for Bathsheba, it first started off as a holech, and then it became a reach, and then an ish. Okay. So, and then the pasuk says further, mulasov karo ish, and then became a man. So this is talking about if you read the pasuk, you probably wouldn't know it's talking about the Yetzer Hara, but the Gemara telling us is referring to the Yetzer Hara that initially was called a holach, then it was called an areach, and then it was called an ish. And that's how the Yetzer Hara becomes more familiar and more comfortable with us as it gets closer and closer.
Well, this is when he gives him the example. This is when Atanavi gives him the example of the case.
Ah, yes.
And then he says, right, okay.
He's trying to teach David a lesson.
Yeah.
And this is how the Yetzer Hara works.
Yeah. Okay. Because the whole story was when he took Bathsheba, because Uriachiti was a poor person. He only had one wife, and David only had like a million. So he says, how would you feel if a rich guy would have like all this tonu bakar, and somebody came to visit him, and he didn't want to kill his own bakar, and he goes and he takes the say of somebody who has only one little say, and that's what he said instead, so David Amel says b'mavet hu, he says he has to get killed, so that's
So in the context of this mashal he gave him, he referred to the Yetzer Hara as different, right. Developing. Okay, next Gemara, very famous Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Eiver katan yeshal adam marivo, a man has a eiver katan marivo, if you starve it, then it becomes satisfied. But if masbio, but if you try to feed the aver katan, then it gets hungry and hungry and wants more and more. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Hoshea also, ki marisam vaizbo saveu. So, see? So the pasuk says, when you make it ra, when you make the Yetzer Hara ra, you don't feed it, you make it upset at you, that way, you don't feel upset, but that's a way of actually satisfying the Yetzer Hara by having self-control. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Chana Bar Acha Amri Be Rav, Arba Mischari Alei Nekarish Baruch Hu. This is a fascinating Gemara, you're going to appreciate this one. That there are four creations that Karish Baruch Hu regretted creating. Again, Mischari Alei Nekarish Baruch Hu Shebarim. He was very upset that he regretted that he created them, which itself is a fascinating idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu himself has charat on things that he did. Ve'iluhen, galus, he upset he created such a concept as galus. They ever exiled Yisrael. Kazdim, he was very upset he created the Kazdim. Rashi doesn't explain why. Vishma'elim, we understand why he regrets that. And Yetzer Hara, he's upset he created the Yetzer Hara.
And Rashi says, obviously, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not mitcharet on anything. Pshuto. Ella, kavanat ha-gemara, she-le-arbat ha-dvarim halalu en zchut kiyum atzmi. They cannot sustain on their own those four things. V'chol kiyumam, and his own existence, הוא עבור תכלית מחוץ להם. אילו הידן אותם לפני עצמם, היה מתחרט שברם דן. Meaning that he came not for the other existence, for something else, meaning the זכות הבחירה.
So how do we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu was upset at all four of these creations. Galus tichsiv ata malipo num Hashem ki lakach imichinam. So this pasuk is telling us that. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "What am I doing here?" Yishai says, "What do I mean, my Klai? What do I mean, my nation? What are we doing here in Galus? I'd rather be in Eretz Yisrael." And regarding the Kazim, it says, "Dichsiv the pasuk teaches us also in Yishaya, Hein Eretz Kazim zeha'am lohaya." So he's basically saying, "I wish that they didn't exist. Lohaya, I wish that Kazim never even existed." And Yishmaelim, Dichsiv the pasuk says in Iyov, "Yishlayu o'alim l'shodidim uvatuchos l'margizei kale." Lasher hevi aloka biyado. So the Arabs are sitting in. Right, they're sitting in tents comfortably, and they were raising sheep.
The way is to rub. Still, they're sitting quietly, you know, comfortably.
Uh huh. It caused them to fight, it seems like. Margizei Kel.
Ainu Arabim Shdargan Lishkon Boalim, Bemidbarot, Velirot Behemot, Yoshvim Beshalom Mushalva, Al Af Hayotam Shudidim, even though they were Shudidim robbers, Vet Kaasai Al Maaseim, and my Kaasim on their doings. Veti Al Atzmi Bemoedaki Vechol, Sheren Yiviti to Leulam.
Okay, so he's upset. So he's upset, right?
They're bad stuff and they sit for, you know, quiet and relaxed.
And then Yitzhahar is upset. The fourth thing he's upset about, the Yitzhahar, the Chesiv, the Pasuk teaches us in Micha, Vasher Hariosi. So Kadosh Baruch Hu himself takes credit for, I created the Hariosi. It's my Ra, my Yitzhahar that I created. He's taking the blame for the creation of the Yitzhahar. Okay, let's move a little bit. We have less than 10 minutes now. So the Pasuk Gemara says now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Il Malay had not been for Shlosh Mikros Halalu, these three psukim, Nismot the Raglam Shasonim Shah Yisrael, the legs of the enemies of Israel, which means the enemies of the Klai Yisrael themselves, would no longer be. So what does that mean? Chad Dechse, the Pasuk says, Vashe Hariosi. One Pasuk says that I caused the Yetzara. So it's not your fault that you sinned, it's my fault, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says. So you don't get the full blame. Chad Dechsev, another pasuk says, Hinei kechomer b'yad ha-yotzer, kein atem. Just like the something's melded, molded, and fashioned by the hand of the Creator, so to you guys are in my hand, I have control, so everything that goes on here is not entirely your fault. And Idach, the third pasuk that says, V'hasirosi es lev ha-even kimibsarchem, nosati lachem le-basar. I'm going to remove the stone in your heart, the yitzhar from your heart. We learn from here that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who caused the even, who created the Yetzirah in the first place. So for these three psukim, we're able to have some type of justification for any of our wrongdoings. Doesn't mean we're allowed to do them, but at least it could be explained to a certain extent. And the Rapapa Amar Af Mehai Nama, he brings a fourth pasuk, Ves Ruchi Atein Bikibrichem, my spirit, my Yetzirah, I'm going to place inside you. So this is a fourth pasuk that seems the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one responsible of placing the Yetzirah inside of us. Okay. Now, the Gemara continues to quote a pasuk now in Zechariah, Vayareini Hashem Arba Charashim. So Hashem said, I'm going to show you in the Nevuah to Zechariah four Bali Umanos, four different types of professions, four different trades. Maninu, what are the four trades? Arba Charashim, Man Arba Charashim, Amar Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon B'Chasida, Mishiach Ben David, Mishiach Ben Yosef, Eliyahu V'Kohen Tzedek. These four people, I'm going to show you that Akash Baruch refers to as Harashim, as craftsmen, because they're the ones who are going to ultimately build the Beis HaMikdash. So Mesiv, Rav Shesha asks as follows, Ihach, if that's the case, Hainu Lichse, that's the Pasuk, what does it mean? It says, Eila HaKranos Asher Zeru Es Yehuda. Honey, I'm going to read a little bit further. Honey, the Shuvasu. So what's the question here? So these are the four ones. Another pasuk in Zechariah, after mentions these four Harashim, it says again, Vayomer Lai, Eila Kranos Asher Zedu Es Yehuda. So the Malach refers back, responds to the Harashim, these four craftsmen, referring to they're the ones who actually were nogeach with horns. They're the ones who gored Klal Yisrael. So, but these four craftsmen, Eliyahu and Mashiach, the ones who are supposed to return back Klal Yisrael. But the next pasuk sounds like these charash and these four craftsmen are the ones who are separating, who are dispersing Klal Yisrael. So Gemara says, Amar Lei, says back to them, Shapel Sefer the crowd. Go to the end of the pasuk. Ve'avo elu lahachrido sam liyado says Kranos Hagoyim hanosim karen el eretz Yehuda lazarosa. That these four craftsmen that you see are coming to scare off the people who cause pain to Klal Yisrael. They're not referring to the Harashim themselves are causing Klal Yisrael to be separate, but they're the ones, the craftsmen, Eliyahu and Mashiach and Kohen Tzedek, are the ones who are going to scare off the ones who did cause pain and fear to Klal Yisrael. Let's go a little bit further, at least. Amalei, the Sefer Shesha says back to him, Behadei Chana Bagad Talamali. So what am I? I'm not a Bucky that I can't discuss anything. I'm Moda to you, that you're a gadol in a gata. You understand how to read psukim. You understand Tanakh. I can't ask questions to you anymore. You know exactly how to read psukim properly. Continues the Gemara and says now, Asher ki yavo b'artzeinu, sorry, v'haya zeh shalom. Pasuk Micha says, and there will be peace. Asher ki yavo b'artzeinu, v'chi yidroch b'armanoseinu, v'akeimonu alav shiva roa mishmonos nisichei adam. In the future, l'as alavo, there's going to be peace among us. And if Asher comes to fight against us, we have seven shepherds and eight Nisichei Adam who are going to protect us. So Ma'aninu Shivaram, who are the seven shepherds? So David, Bemtzai, the middle one's going to be David HaMelech. Adam Rishon, Sheis, Mishushelech, Miyamino. And the right side is going to be Adam and Sheis, Mishushelech. And the left side will be Avram, Yaakov, Moshe, Bismol. That's how they're going to fight. That's, I don't know. The seven shepherds are different than we find normally speaking in terms of the seven spheros.
Also
Adam Sheis and Mishushelach, how do they belong here? Usually have, but okay.
Adam and
Yitzchak
and Yaakov always goes together.
Yeah. Okay. Not sure. Adam. Who are the eight Nisichei Adam? That's Yishai, Shaul, Shmuel, Amos, Tzfanya, Tzidkiyah, and Mashiach Veliyahu. What this means, I don't know. It seems like very deep and very important. We'll have to leave it at that because davening is in 2 minutes. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here then. A little earlier.
Yeah.